Welcome to Preservation in One. I'm your host, Alexandria August. So y'all, look, this is guy, well-dressed black guy, and I see that his post is going around on Instagram. He's talking about the power of the wee hours of the morning. How God wakes up a lot of people around 3 o'clock in the morning, and how we make foolish mistakes about going back to sleep or forcing ourselves back to sleep. Go back to my season one, and y'all know how I be talking and going in when I'm spiritually, more spiritually connected, or shall I say in tune, right? This is why it's important for me personally to meditate and pray, right? Because it helps me get in tune. Anyways, so that's what he was talking about. But when you go back to season one, on multiple episodes, I specifically telling y'all the exact same thing about 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I told y'all about that. But guess what? It's multiple times throughout the day. Let me tell you something that is so powerful that we don't realize. Time is so powerful and so important. And it's easy for anybody to take it for granted. But that's like one of, within the five things that's most important, that is the most important thing, in all honesty. But if you go back to season one, I talked to you about 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. I know 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, the wee hours in the morning, those are spiritual hours. You know, that's what he referred to them as, and that's exactly what they are. In my first episode, in my first season, I referred to them as spiritual hours and witching hours. 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, those are spiritual hours. Some people call them witching hours or whatever you want to call them. So if you ever catch that clip, listen to it, because what he was telling y'all is the God honest truth. Even though I always told people about it, friends and all that, but I talked about it in, 2001, I want to say. It was in 2001 or either 2020. And I talked to y'all about it. I think I started season one in 2020, but I talked about it in my first episode, and I think some in my second episode as well. But let me tell you how powerful that hour is, those hours is, and how powerful hours are, time is. Those are not the only powerful hours, 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Those are not, you know, well, he say 3 o'clock in the morning, but for me, 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, those are not the only powerful hours. Actually, all of them are, but those are not the only powerful hours. See, when you dealing with the wee hours of the morning, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, the spiritual hours or the witching hours, if somebody has used voodoo against you, your best chance of breaking it is 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, though. I will tell you that. That's the honest truth. Those are some of the best hours. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff I keep to myself, because you got to be able to know how to get your enemies up off you. People were seeing you against the evil eye. They were seeing you all kind of voodoo, you know, voodoo or whatever to you. The thing about it is, a lot of people, they end up spending a lot of money to get that stuff off of them, you know. And really, only thing you got to do is pray to God about it. If you pray to God about that situation, ask God to remove that off of you, off of your life, and your setbacks and all that stuff, guess what he gonna do? He gonna remove it off of you. Now this person, they gonna have to continue to do what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Paying out a fortune just to come against you. Now tell me that ain't a sick soul. That's ridiculous. But they're gonna have to keep paying out all that money to try to stop you, or to try to slow you down, or to keep trying to put roots on you, right? They're gonna have to keep spending all that money. But guess what? That just means that you don't stop praying. You know what I'm saying? and removing that off of you. You don't have to, with you praying and getting it off of you during those witching hours or spiritual hours or whatever, you're going to get it off of you for free. And it's going to lift off of you instantly. Now, the trick about it is, when you pray, you better know that you're getting it up off of you, and you better realize that you're getting it up off of you, because you don't want to hold on to it too long. You don't want to carry it around with you or whatever, but you pray and you ask God to remove it from you those time in the mornings. You ain't got to go pay nobody to go do this and go do that, you know, because like when I'm not in tune, I be forgetting a lot of gifts that we have in us and a lot of things that I have done spiritually. And what I mean by that is, you know, I knew when people were throwing stuff off at me, but I was so far off of my game. And I'm like, you know what, maybe I need to talk to somebody about this, or maybe I need to see. Nah, girl, remember what you have did all those years when people was throwing it at you. You was praying and asking God to bless those people. You was praying it off of you, and it got off of you instantly. I mean, I'm just giving y'all my personal story about, you know, dealing with stuff like that when people going to pay these people and when people throwing stuff at you. Like, even in a vortex, remember I was telling you sometimes it's sin. Let me tell you something. I can't say this enough. This is a spiritual world, and you got to know when you're under spiritual attack. The majority of your life is going to be spiritual warfare. I don't care how you look at it. And that's in every aspect. I wouldn't care if it's with people. I wouldn't care if it's with situations. I wouldn't care if it's with finances. I wouldn't care if it's with love. I wouldn't care if it's with your children. I wouldn't care if it's with your parents. You know, it's just the enemy trying to trick you out of your blessings that God bless you with. You see what I'm saying? And it's also with the enemy not wanting you to get your blessings that God, you know, has for you, you know, and a multitude of more things that I have not went into yet. You know, it's just a trick trying to tell you, hey, look, you know, I got you. You ain't gonna go forth, but you got to trust in God's and God's words and your spiritual connection and your development and your spirituality to be able to be like, you know what, look, I'm gonna release this off of me. Don't forget to go get a copy of A Conversation with Alexandria Argus. So yeah, so they'll be running and they'll be spending all that money to try to put this stuff on you, to try to keep you with them, or to try to keep you bound to them, or to try to keep manipulating you, however they do it, when the only thing you got to do is pray 3:00 in the morning and pray that off of you, and ask God around that time to show you who is manipulating you, who is against your life, who is against your blessings, who is against your gifts, and so on, so on, and let him reveal it to you. That does not mean, oh, it, you know, you're going to think, you know what I'm saying, the first thing that comes to your head, you know, oh, it's, no. When you feel like you got the answer, pray and meditate on that answer. And if it keep coming back to you, you got your answer. You ain't got to be mad. You ain't got to try to throw nothing on nobody. That just means you need to go ahead and stay away from that person. But that just means that you need to remove that soul tie with that person. That's all that is. And also in season 1, I talked about soul ties as well. A lot of times we can't move forward. We can't do nothing because you're still so tied to that person. And a lot of times you got to break them. Your soul tie that connects you to that person could be what's holding you back in certain areas of your life. And you just got to break them. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, about 3:00 in the morning, that's the best time. Do not go back to sleep. Whatever it is that's disturbing your peace, give it to God. You ain't got to pay none of that extra money. You ain't got to go through all that. I'm just saving you time, energy, and saving your peace. 3:00 in the morning, get up and pray about that thing. That's all you got to do. Now, if that person want to keep battling and you're praying and you're not asking God to destroy your enemy, you're not asking God to kill your enemy off, you're not wishing bad on your enemy or nothing like that, You ain't doing none of that. But eventually, what's going to happen to that person is they keep doing that and you keep going to God. God going to deal with them. And when God deal with them, don't say nothing. Don't feel no type of way. Bad, good, but don't feel no type of way. Notice it and keep it pushing and say nothing more about it, because they going to get they just do. They going to get they just do, because nobody deserves to have voodoo worked on them or against them. Nobody deserves that, to me. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? Some people use it to get up, to get the money up. Hey, that's on you. Do you. That just ain't my thing, but do you. But when you're doing it against somebody and to make somebody stay with you, you're on a whole nother damn level. You a whole psycho out here. To me. But yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning. Go back and listen to some to that first season. I'm telling you, I'm putting you on point. And and it's not the first part of the episode. A lot of times I'll be talking on my podcast, and when it hits me, and when I know to tell y'all that, especially when I'm in tune, it can be in the middle of the episode, and I just start spewing, you know, spiritual knowledge. Trust me, and a lot of times it could be because somebody, you know, tuned in or somebody's energy is within the vicinity of me, and I'm feeling it, and you know, it comes out. But not only that, you know, it's just a know, and you just know somebody need to know these things to help them in their life. You know what I'm saying? And if I know something, I'm going to tell you, as I speak for you to do the same for me. But yeah, those are the hours, because a lot of people, let me tell you something about the energy and the transference of the magnetic field that's within your body. Do you know people will use your energy, will harness your energy for their come up? And they know what they're doing. They will harness your energy for their come up. And what I mean by that, some people, like, I can read energy. I can balance my energy, right? But some people, they'll use hoodoo or voodoo or whatever it is to harness your energy to bring it into their energy field. And you see them rising and you're like, hold on, wait a minute. And a lot of times that just happened because, you know, people are going to rise. And it's not always because of you. You know, God do bless people to come up, you know, and all that there. And we be happy and we be grateful for them. But some people are just straight witches and warlocks. Or they know witches and warlocks. And they're going to go to them. And they're going to harness your energy some type of way. Sometimes it could be with a crystal. Sometimes it could be with something that they put on them, and they just touch you. Y'all don't want to believe this stuff, but this stuff is a God honest truth. But they'll just touch you, and they're able to harness your energy. And they're able to harness your energy and use your energy to grow them. And you would notice it, because that person will start living the life that you envisioned for yourself, or that you knew was for yourself. You see what I'm saying? I mean, exactly. You ain't told nobody about it. These are your daydreams. These are what you talked to God about. These is what you prayed about in silence. So nobody knows it, but you see them doing exactly what you wanted to do. They had no inclination of it. They didn't know how to do it. They wasn't gonna do it. But somehow, when they harnessed your energy, there they go, basically living your life. And when you see that happens, you got to learn how to harness your energy back from that person, and to block that person from harnessing your energy. And also, that person was able to create a soul tie within y'all. So you got to make sure that you break that soul tie with you and that person, and cut that person off. And anybody that deals with that person, you got to cut that person off, because they'll send it through the person that they know, that knows you, that's going to be in contact with you, so they can continue feeding off of your energy. You got to cut it off. You got to cut it off. Ain't no second guessing. We throw ourselves into vortexes in certain situations and scenarios, because we don't want to cut things off, cut people off. I'm telling you. You know, so you really want to be careful with your energy, and you really want to be careful when you're praying and when you're meditating, because if you ever notice that, you best believe that person is dealing with a witch or a warlock, and you best believe that person is probably practicing, astral projection. Google it. That's all I got to say. You know, a lot of times they don't want you to believe that a lot of that stuff is real. Honey, this is the world. This is a spirit world. All that stuff goes on. PreservationOfOne@Outlook.com, and text me if you got questions. 803-446-2553. Text me. So yeah, you got to be careful when you're dealing with stuff like that. One thing about it, 3 o'clock in the morning, you will stop a joker from playing with you. You gonna save yourself some money, and your money gonna go up, because you ain't gonna be spending your money a lot trying to, you know, get that off of you. But I will say, if you meet someone that's true to their craft and their gift is truly in helping you and trying to help you rid yourself or do spiritual cleanses, you will know if that person is real, and you will know if that person is fake. If they're fake, they're going to keep trying to get money out of you all the time. If they're a true spiritual cleanser, they should be able to do one cleanse on you, and you should be good. You shouldn't be having to go back next week, within a couple days, within a couple, you know, you wouldn't have to do it that frequently. If that person is real, you should be able to do one spiritual cleanse, one aura cleanse, one energy balance. Well, but with energy balancing and with your aura, that's something you're going to have to work on daily. Like, all jokes aside. So, but when you're talking about a spiritual cleanse, that should be something that you shouldn't have to do often. But when you do a spiritual cleanse, you got to make sure you change your mindset as well. To a degree of, like, you ain't letting no negativity. Because when you start letting negativity in, that's when all the other foolishness gonna come in, and that's throwing yourself in a vortex. So make sure you radiate positively and vibrate high. Don't forget to get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria Argus. Thank you.